Dave Elliott on 98.9 WGUF.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Happy to have you on board today. We'll be around here until 9 o'clock this morning when Laura Ingram comes in to take over. And I know you're going to want to talk to her, or not talk to her. Well, maybe you'll want to talk to her and find out what's on her mind regarding politics and everything else. But right now I want to take a couple of minutes out to say hi to Linda Overhaus from the Shelter for Abused Women. Hi, Linda.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for being with us today. You have a very cool event coming up for all the guys out there.
We do. It's called the Gentlemen Against Domestic Violence Tailgate Party.
Yay. And when is this going to be held? Tell us all the details.
Sure. It's going to be held on Monday, February 2nd at 4:30 in the afternoon at Bay Colony Golf Club.
Yeah. Right after the Super Bowl, so you'll still be feeling good about your team winning or losing or whatever.
It is. You know what? It's a fun event. There are so many events in Naples where, you know, that really require you to dress up and so forth. But the tailgate party, for the guys who support the shelter, they can show up in their football jerseys if they like. So it's a very casual, fun event.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to have like tailgate food and cigars and beer and stuff there for guys?
We will. It'll be a sports-themed event. It'll have contests and cocktails. There'll be a music lounge, outstanding food and wines. It's a lot of fun for everyone who
is. This is a combination of an awareness event and a fundraiser, right?
It is. It's both. In fact, we'll have a keynote speaker at this event. His name is Lieutenant Mark Wynn, and he's a child survivor of domestic violence, and he's going to share his story and talk about how he helped form the largest domestic violence crime unit in the nation.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
So this is next Monday at 4:30 at Bay Colony. What do people need to do to register or to sign up or to just show up?
Well, they can do one of two things. They can either just give us a call here at the shelter, and we'll get them registered. Tickets are $250 a person to attend, or they could just visit our website, and all the information's on our website.
All right, and the website is?
www.napleshelter.org.
All right. And is there a phone number they can call if they don't want to do the website thing?
Or? Sure. They can give us a call at the shelter at 775-3862.
775-3862.
Yes.
And what are some of the goodies you're going to have at the big tailgate party?
Well, there'll be brats, just all kinds of good food.
Yeah.
There'll be games, including little golf games. There'll be cornhole. Last year we had a DJ, so it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. You gonna have any tofu dogs there for those of us who are vegetarian? I'm just kidding, but there'll be. I mean, obviously it's gonna be a good time, and of course it'll be a good chance to rehash the big game from the night before too, and pay off bets and stuff like that.
It will. I'm sure everyone's going to have a lot to talk about after the big game. But, here at the shelter this year, we're really invested in getting men to, stand up as equal partners in addressing, domestic violence and violence against women and girls.
I was going to ask you to go into a little bit of detail on the shelter's mission. We regularly contribute items to the shelter just because, as your kids grow up and stuff, and you move on, we would rather do that than have a garage sale, to be honest with you. People can also contribute to the store, right?
That's right. Our store is called Options Thrift Shop, and it's on 10th Street and 2nd Avenue North downtown, and it contributes about 17% of our operating revenue, so that's about $1.3 million a year.
Yeah.
Just furniture and gently used household items and clothing, and we do pickups for furniture items at no cost. So it's a huge support the store is to the shelter.
I'm guessing there is a large misconception in this town that because it's Naples, a very upscale community where there's a lot of wealth and people just are doing well, that really there isn't a big domestic violence problem here. Would that be an incorrect assessment?
Yeah, that's probably a myth. Most people don't think about domestic violence because it's typically hidden behind closed doors. But the reality is, the sheriff's office had 1,427 incidents last year alone, domestic violence incidents. So they, these domestic violence crimes, they keep law enforcement pretty busy.
Well, that's more than 100 a month. That's significant.
Yes, yes.
And what are some of the education programs that you embark on, or awareness programs that you embark on to help make people aware of this? And what are the services you provide to people who might need them?
Sure. Well, some of the core services would include our 24-hour crisis hotline and 60-bed emergency shelter. We also have an on-site kennel, so when families come into the shelter, they can bring their household pets with them. Not being able to bring pets into a shelter is typically a barrier for victims.
Well, yeah, and if they're members of the family, after all.
They really are. They really are. So we also have outreach programs. So we provide, individual counselings and support and groups to individuals who don't necessarily need to come into the shelter but need support from a domestic violence advocate. And so we provide those services both in Naples and Immokalee.
Now, do you also work with people who might not be victims of domestic violence but may suspect some is going on somewhere in either a neighbor's house or in their own family?
Usually that's going to be more of an issue for law enforcement.
Law enforcement.
Although, we do receive a number of calls from friends and family members who say, I believe I have a friend or family member who's in a domestic violence relationship. What should I do? And all of that information is located on our website just to provide support to the community, in the event that they have a friend or a loved one who's in a domestic violence relationship.
All right, well, let's tell all the guys out there, the big tailgate party to benefit the Shelter for Abused Women is this coming Monday, 4:30 at Bay Colony, $250 a ticket, and you can get information at, what is it, NaplesShelter.org?
Right, NaplesShelter.org, and we expect about 150 men to show up, and we're always looking for a few good men, so...
Very good. Very good, Linda. You just ripped off the Marines. They'll be coming to get you anytime now. All right, well, that's outstanding. It sounds like a lot of fun, and if I weren't busy on Monday, I would be there in a heartbeat, because it sounds like a ball.
Well, we appreciate that. Well,
sure.
You'll have to join us next year.
I'll make plans to do that. Thanks, Linda Oberhaus, very much. It's a pleasure to talk with you this morning. It's 7:31, and we'll be back after this.
This is the Dave Elliott Show on 98.9 WGN.